welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Marijn, or Captain Kane.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 45.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Listeners, you. We went out of our way, and we got a chippy. Let's just call it a chippy.
Sam, means the name of the crisp we are going to review today.
Yeah.
It's called Chippy.
Yeah, it's from Jack and Jill, which is a brand.
I don't know them.
I don't know them either. And
where did you buy these?
I bought this at the Hong Kong Superstore in Amsterdam, which is an Asian food supermarket. It's not that big. I don't know if you can call it a supermarket then. I don't know. It's an Asian food store.
Okay, so they have lots of Asian stuff. And yeah. This is probably Asian.
Yeah, because there's a small comic on the back side, and that's in a language.
It's a combination of English.
Yeah.
Well, it has some English long words.
Like true friends. But then there's also a lot of words that I don't know that could be maybe Thai or Vietnamese. I don't know where this is from, man. Although on the packaging here it says that it's from it's imported by a Dutch company, of course. I don't know. It's all type of stuff. It's from the Philippines. I'm seeing it. It's from the Philippines. So it's Filipino.
What is it? It's chippy.
It's chippy. It's corn flavored. It's corn crisps, chips, and they are chili cheese flavored. We didn't say that yet. They are chili cheese flavored, which is a combination that we haven't had before. We have had cheese.
No.
We've had some chili flavored thingies.
Yes.
But this is a new one for us.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, they weren't expensive at all. It's corn, so I expect exceptional crunch. It's chili, so I expect
some spiciness.
And I see cheese saltiness, maybe a little fatty.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
The packaging is blue.
Yeah, the packaging is blue.
Which makes me think about
paprika
chips.
Yeah, me as well.
Crisps.
But we're just I'm ripping it open.
Okay.
Which are if you
agree. Yes, of course.
And I haven't seen this. I don't know if I've ever seen this before on a bag of crisps. They say where you have to tear the crisp bag. It says tear here. I tore it where it should. Now I was a little like half centimeter next to it, and now I'm realizing.
Now it's fucked.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest.
Yes.
I'm grabbing a few and then I'm handing over the bag. The smell doesn't. It's not really. I don't really like the smell. Let's say it like that.
It's a bit like fish food.
It's a bit like fish food, indeed. Yeah, that's the word. I was looking for a more subtle word of what I actually thought.
But hey, as reviewers, we should say it as it is.
Yeah. So let's just try them out.
It also looks a bit like fish food.
Yeah, but then in a bigger shape.
Yeah.
Human-sized fish food.
Okay, crunch is good.
Crunch is good. Flavor is not good.
I wouldn't say bad, but not spectacular.
No, no. You mostly taste the corn.
Yeah.
It mostly tastes like a plain.
But now I have a little bit of. Oh no! Now it's gone.
For the listener, the I'm sorry, for the listener, the crisp, it has an orange color, like it is. It has seen a lot of cheese flavoring or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
but it tastes like plain natural tortilla chips. Like,
a bit like cardboard as well.
Yeah, it's not good. Wouldn't recommend these.
No, you hardly taste any of the chili and cheese.
I get a slight little bit of chili. I get a little a hint of spiciness. Give me a couple more, maybe they will get better in time, but I don't think so. I'm sorry for the sound.
No, it's they're a bit dry as well. Tastes like corn. Yeah. The first association I make with these is cardboard. These are not spectacular.
No.
Unfortunately, we had high expectations, but unfortunately.
Let's just go to the roundup.
Yeah.
Flavor fish food. That's spot on, I think. It's a spot on.
Smell.
Description of
or
you.
Also the
now your description of the smell. Sorry. The smell is, I'm totally rattled by these crisps, let's say it like that.
Yeah, it kind of catches us off guard.
Yeah, smell, fish food, flavor, cardboard, meat, natural tortilla crisps?
Yes.
And then...
A hint? A slight hint of chili.
Yeah, and then the crunch? Crunch is all right.
Crunch is good. Okay, not spectacular, but... Yeah, well, how many bags are these going to get?
Not more than 1.5. Maybe just one.
I agree.
One, right?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. 1 bag out of 5.
Spectacular.
This is one of the lowest rated ones in months, I might say.
Yeah. But hey, these must... Yeah. Be there too,
yeah.
Or else you think we always give 3, 4, or 5
bags. No, we haven't often given 5 bags to something.
I think we have never done that.
No, we have done in a written review of the salt and vinegar one from Tesco's, the one with the apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, yeah,
but that one was exceptional in its range. And then we build it up with all the other ones, I believe. And I think the spicy paprika that Johnny brought us from Japan, that I might have given that 5 stars because it was very good.
It was very good.
Yeah, we have done that in a podcast, but I don't know what episode number. Talking about former episodes of the Crippled Chris Review, you can now find us on all types of media like Spotify, iTunes, Stickler, of course, Radio Public, and of course, we are... newly hosted, this is I think the 4th episode on the platform. We're now a part of the Audio Geeks family. I'm very happy to be part of this Audio Geeks family, and check all those geeky podcasts out on audiogeeks.nl.
yes,
yeah,
because it's fun.
Yeah, and to take my mind off these horrible crisps, Marijn, to take our minds off these horrible crisps, can you please tell us the trivia of the week of the podcast, even.
Of course.
Yeah.
I was thinking, chili cheese. It's a combination you hear quite a lot about.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I can find something.
It's a little bit of an American thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so. So I thought, hey, maybe I can find something about the combination of chili and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. And what did you find?
Nothing.
That's a whole bunch. A whole bunch. Wait, I'm gonna adjust your microphone just in the slightest. Just bring it a little bit more. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
Nothing, which was a little bit disappointed because I wanted to find out why do people combine chili with cheese? Because people do that.
Yeah.
I started thinking. Maybe it's because the capsaicin of the chili binds with the fat from the cheese, so the chili is less hot, less spicy.
Oh yeah.
You don't get that burning sensation.
Because capsicum. I'm not.
Try it.
Capsicum.
Capsaicin.
Capsaicin. That makes stuff spicy.
That is the
you
the
probably have to have explained this to me before, but I'm
well,
just.
Well, we might have discussed it in our great Scoville.
Oh yeah. trivia. Yeah, that's.
But capsaicin is the stuff that makes chilies hot.
Yeah. Okay.
And but it binds very well to. Starch, for example,
yeah.
If you eat bread,
yeah.
You don't get that much of a spicy sensation.
Yeah.
But it also binds to fat.
Yeah.
So it dissolves quicker. And I have heard or read also binds very well with alcohol.
Okay.
But that is, in the beginning, it's very hot.
Yeah.
And then it's subsides.
Okay.
But you get on first testing, you get a very hot sensation,
yeah.
because of the alcohol.
Yeah, because I once, when I was in Scotland, I drank a beer made with chili and mango, and
okay.
Then
yeah.
I first tasted it, and it was just nice, and it had a little bit of a spice and a little bit of the sweetness of the mango, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But then it came in, like, then I did the second sip I took, I didn't really touch my tongue, but I just straight on took a big gulp, in a sense, so it went straight to my throat.
Yeah.
And then my throat was on fire for like the whole evening, because it was like it just burned a hole in there or something. It was like horrible. But tell me, because you did find another trivia, right?
Yes, because I thought, hey, I need to find something, and we've already discussed the Scoville scale and stuff, so nothing about that. But what I found was that peppers, chilies,
yeah,
as part of the pepper family,
yeah,
are very old.
Yes.
And
as
you know, I'm a sucker for old things.
Yeah, because you're very old yourself.
Yeah. Very old.
Yeah.
So I saw that peppers are believed to be one of the first plants that have been domesticated.
By humans. Or the aliens.
Aliens.
Maybe the aliens used peppers to teach the humans to domesticate plants.
Yes.
This is
and
a conspiracy now.
Pyramids.
And then they build pyramids.
That's
pyramids
exactly
also
how it
have
went
a pointy
down.
Shape, just like peppers. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but that was not my point. I was
okay.
Still busy with the trivia.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
They're very old to be domesticated. There are chili pepper seeds from over 6,000 years ago.
Yeah.
That have been found in Peru and Mexico.
Oh yeah.
And residue of the peppers has also been found on various ancient cooking tools. Also in mid to south America.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a very interesting trivia.
Yeah, I like the trivia. Thank you
so
very much.
We are eating chilies for quite a long time.
Yeah.
At least in this Central and South America.
Yeah.
Not here.
But chilies are originally from South America, right? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You have quite a bunch, because I once heard a story, and this is not like 8,000 or 6,000 years ago, but that in India they used chilies for a long time to scare away elephants. So if you had a piece of land, what you used to farm, and you didn't want elephants coming in and get all your, and eating all the food that you were producing, then you made you put some poles down, and you spun a rope around your area, and then on the rope you hung certain scorpion chilies or something like that, And then that was very hot. And then the elephant would come clear and think like, oh, there's a little snack here already for me. And then they taste it. And they were like, oh, fuck no, I don't want to eat this shit. And then they had to go back to go to the toilet for 4 days straight.
It is repellent.
Yeah, it is a repellent indeed. And I also heard that
flies as well.
Because what's it called? Somewhere in Northern Africa, I think was Tunis or maybe Morocco. They used peppers and they smeared the inside of the peppers on the bottoms of their boats to keep fungi, the big fungi that grow on the bottom of your boat, to keep them away. To keep your boat slick, because then your boat was faster.
Okay, yeah.
That's something that I've heard. So peppers have been around in a lot of cultures for a long time, but especially very old in Southern America.
That was what I wanted to say. Also, the fact that they had it in Central and South America and in India, both. I don't know how to say that. Well, they're all the same family.
Yeah.
You have the capsicum family.
Yeah.
To which chilies, bell peppers, peppers in form or kind.
Jalapeno.
They are part of the same family.
Yeah, that sounds
and
logical.
They are very easy to adapt to the environment in which they grow.
Yeah, that sounds logical.
They do that themselves.
Yeah.
They adapt very easily.
That sounds fairly logical indeed. Mr. Marijn de Vries.
So that's my trivia.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey Marijntje, tell us, you went to the doctor's office to get your blood checked out. We're not showing you images of blood, so I hope nobody is fainting while they are listening to this episode now. And something happened, right? It's not really an exciting story, but it was a funny...
Usually it takes quite a long time.
Yeah, because you have to wait in a way...
You have to go to the hospital, to the laboratory, and then they see when they can take your blood.
Yeah, because there's like other people that need their blood checked out as well for other stuff, maybe.
Exactly.
And I've had this done, and I've not on occasion, not every time, but on occasion I've waited like
several hours.
No, I think 1.5 hours.
Yeah. Well.
Can be worse, of course.
That was my experience
as well.
I went yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
I left home.
Yeah.
At, what was it? It was 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I was back, well, let's say 12:05 that morning. Including travel.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital. There was almost no one waiting at the lab. So I took a number and I was immediately called forward.
Yeah. So.
And immediately sent to a cabin where they took my blood.
And was it one of those professional people? Was it one of those students that took your blood?
It might have been a student.
Because I've had the displeasure of getting blood, whatever you want to call it, taken from me by a student. And that then the student just, how do you say
couldn't
this?
Find your veins?
That at first, yes. But then when I'm not going to gender this person, because that's when this person then... found my veins eventually with help from somebody else. She stuck it, this person then stuck it in too deep, or what, I don't know what she did, but the blood came pouring out in like quite a heavy
face. It's getting gross.
But I don't like needles. Let's start the conversation with it. So I'm not really in a good mood when I have to get my blood checked out. This didn't really help in my future experiences.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, this was... I have... the lady yesterday said that as well. Yeah. That I have very beautiful veins. They are very superficial. Easy
that sounds like a vampire giving you a compliment.
vampire pickup line. Oh, yeah. You have such great veins.
Yeah. but
it was done in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Great. I'm very happy with you for you. Okay. The year is 2019. October 2019. People.
Shall I do sound effects?
Yeah. People. All the people I speak to when I mention the letter N, the first letter in the word Netflix, they immediately start talking about one show. One show to rule them all. It's not Game of Thrones. It's not Friends. It's not House of Cards. Or it's not even Westworld. No. It's Mindhunters, which doesn't even start with an N, but it's on Netflix, so everybody...
It is.
Yeah, it is, and everybody is excited, and I haven't seen it, and I've heard some stuff about it, but to be honest, for the life of me, at this moment, I don't know how to call it and to tell anybody what it is, but you are a fan. Mindhunters? Yeah,
Mindhunters.
But what type of series is it?
It is... Should I say true crime? Yeah. Let me tell what it is about. It's about a guy who, in this, I believe, the end of the 60s, and he graduates from college. He is going to the training facility for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, in Quantico, and he's lecturing there about the psychology of criminals.
Okay.
And they are doing, at that moment, that is groundbreaking stuff.
Okay, and that's what it's about.
Yes.
And then you see criminals, or they reenact cases or something, of what they do?
No, you see how he gets in touch with disturbed people.
Okay.
In prison.
Yeah.
Who've already committed crimes.
Okay.
Lust crimes.
Okay, mostly. So rape and all that kind of horrible, horrible.
But also killing and dismemberment.
Ooh, that's nasty stuff. Okay, nasty stuff. Rape is also nasty stuff, but everything is nasty
stuff. He wants to find out why they do what they have done.
Okay.
What triggers them in their mind?
Sounds interesting. Does this series contain action? Does it have shooting? Does it have running? Does it have cars?
Well,
I
haven't finished the whole show yet.
Yeah. Okay. So no spoilers, but.
I've seen 7 episodes.
Yeah. Don't give spoilers.
Not that much action.
Okay.
But it's all psychological. It's
okay.
A building of tension.
So it's psychological crime stories. Okay.
Yes.
And sounds
good,
interesting.
So you should see it.
Yeah, you should see it.
No, you.
Yeah, you. But great, I'm saying you, the listener, as well.
Maybe they have.
Get a Netflix account, and when you sign up for your Netflix account, if you have a place to write something down while you're registering your Netflix account, say Captain Kane and Brace Boy sent you. Tell them that Crippled Crisp Review sent you. Tell them that we can be found at iratecrisps.com and that they can find us there and email us for a sponsored Netflix deal, because we want some of that Netflix money.
They have a lot.
I read an article that because everybody and their grandma is now starting a streaming service, Netflix was of course the first, and what they do is, I'm a big Netflix fan, you're a big Netflix fan, a lot of people in my people that I talk to are big Netflix fans, but you now have Disney Plus coming with that, and they have a lot of content, a lot of stuff people like. I mean, all the Star Wars.
Disney is big.
You can now for I believe €7 a month. You can now stream all the Star Wars movies, then go on stream all the Marvel shit, then go on stream all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies if you want to. I don't know why you would want to do that. And then afterwards,
746. Yeah. Of them.
And if you're then like you feel like you need something more, you can then stream everything from Pixar and watch The Lion King, the original version, 5 times in a row, and that's all for €7 a month. I mean, that's insane content.
Okay, but what is the point you were trying to make?
Now, the point I'm trying to make is that Netflix is losing money like a waterfall right now.
Okay.
So I don't know. We love Netflix. So support them, but make them support us as well.
Yeah.
We would love that.
Even more important, short term,
yeah.
Watch Mindhunters.
Yeah.
Because it's good.
Watch Mindhunters. And with that, I would like to give a short roundup of what we did this episode.
Yeah, we discussed the chili and cheese chippy from Jack and Jill.
Yes. We
only got one bag.
We only got one bag out of five. Then you talked about capricin cheese.
No. The trivia was about peppers.
Yeah, okay. But you also talked about capricin and cheese.
Capsaicin.
I finally kind of pronounced it right. And then we talked about Mindhunters. No. First we talked about your blood stuff.
That I was done very quickly. Yeah. So let's be done with it.
Yeah, and then we talked about Mindhunters.
Yes.
And after Mindhunters,
we came to the roundup. We discussed
That you should subscribe, like this episode, share it with all your friends, write a review, write a comment, and you can always recommend us a crisp we should test out or a topic we should talk about,
or send us a bag of your very special crisp.
Yeah, and once again, we want to thank iTunes, Spotify, Stickler, Radio Public, but especially and foremostly, we want to thank the whole family at audiogeeks.nl with their great podcast that we are now part of, and we are very happy to be here. And before we end it, we are now trying to make an effort to come to you now on every Wednesday. So use your favorite podcasting app and look our podcast up on every Wednesday. There will be a new episode.
Plan it in your
calendar.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday afternoon.
In your phone.
Around 3-ish European Standard Time, I think that we're in. I don't know what time zone we're in. Something Amsterdam time. Just look up what time it is in Amsterdam. 3 p.m. ish. We're live.
Wednesdays.
And until next time. And now you can do your
old Japan. I had such a beautiful segue into it.
Okay.
But until next time, that is how to crisp crunchy.